Chapter 19, Cannibals. When I came to the mark of the foot, I saw that it was much bigger than the size of my foot. It was impossible that it was my foot. I was scared again. I started to panic. I thought, I will destroy my cornfields and my valley house. I have to hide my activity on the island. I was so afraid that I couldn't sleep the whole night. I finally slept a little in the morning. My head was clear when I woke up. Now, it wasn't so strange that people lived on the islands around. I thought, maybe it was their first visit here. Maybe they won't come again. I felt better after these thoughts. But still, I wanted to be safe. During the following month, I made another fence around my house and I made holes in the fence through which I could easily fire guns if I was attacked. Now I had a house which was very well protected. Nobody could come easily near me. I also worried about my goats. I divided the animals into two groups. I built a smaller fence in another part of the island. I put one group of the goats there. It took me a lot of time, but my animals were safe. It was the 16th year of my life on the island when something very sad happened. My dog died. I was crying for 3 days. I went to my goats and I told them how sad I was. They didn't understand my words, but I felt that they understood me. They felt my emotions. They were unusually calm and quiet. It was now 2 years after the foot in the sand on the beach. One day, when I was walking on the beach, I thought that I saw a canoe far in the sea. I wasn't sure, so I just continued my walk. Then I saw a thing which shocked me. The beach was full of parts of human bodies. Heads, hands, feet, fingers and teeth were everywhere. There was a black place after a fire. I was angry and scared at the same time. They were here again, I thought. I couldn't look at this horrible scene for a long time. I had a horrible feeling in my stomach. I went back home and I thought about what to do. I decided not to go out to sea with my canoe because I had no chance against a group of cannibals in the open sea. I also decided not to use guns because the sound of a gun was very loud. But I always had guns with me for protection. I started to think that maybe in the future I could kill some of the cannibals and save their prisoners. I started to look for a place near the beach where I could hide and prepare for the attack. Then I changed my opinion. I thought that it wasn't reasonable to fight the cannibals. I didn't know these people. They didn't attack me. Maybe it wasn't good to attack them. Finally, I stopped the preparations and I decided to act only if they attacked me first.